A conference room full of North Bay business owners got a thorough briefing on the implications of the expanded foreign trade zone Monday afternoon in Petaluma, an event hosted by Sonoma County's Economic Development Board. Beforehand, presenter Scott Taylor, a partner in a Kansas City law firm that concentrates on these zones, spoke with KRCB. He explained that they're nothing new.
FDR implemented back in 1934 with Congress, and the government approves an area where within that area a company can operate outside the U.S. customs territory, and it's U.S. production, U.S. warehousing distribution activity with U.S. workers versus having the same activity that could be done overseas in a different facility.
In today's economic environment, Taylor added, these zones can function as an antidote to the offshoring of some manufacturing operations and the jobs that go with them.
It actually encourages companies to keep activity here in a lot of cases, and in some cases relocate activity back to the United States.
San Francisco's foreign trade zone is one of the oldest in the nation, the third to be established out of nearly 300 that exist now. But it was only last fall that that zone was expanded to include much of the North Bay, a change made at the urging of the Economic Development Board and its director, Ben Stone.
I think it's all of Marin and most of Napa. They have rules in terms of distance, and so that rule requires that currently it end right now at the Healdsburg area. Cloverdale companies will still be able to participate. They just have to pay an extra charge to be what they call a subzone.
Within those portions of Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties, Stone sees a good number of businesses positioned to participate and benefit.
You have to be manufacturing, and you have to have the ability to import products that could be finished here rather than importing the finished product from abroad. You can do more finished work here, and that's where the job creation comes in and the import duty relief.
That relief from import duties is one of the key aspects of these zones, explains Scott Taylor.
If a company's bringing in an imported part or material to manufacture a product, they're also buying a lot of domestic parts. In a foreign trade zone, they can combine those domestic and foreign, not pay the customs duty that you normally would pay when the product comes into the country at the port, make a completely different product, and then that product will either be exported, so it's never come into the U.S. customs territory. That would allow a company to not pay the customs duty. Or the company may sell from that facility in the U.S. at that time, they will pay a duty that applies to the finished or assembled product, which may be a completely lower duty rate or maybe a duty-free product.
Also, because no duties are charged for those imported parts or components, they can be delivered more expediently to the manufacturing site, an efficiency that may also translate into cost savings. And combined, Taylor notes, they should help participating companies boost their exports.
This fits in with President Obama's goal of doubling exports within a five-year period, because if you're engaged in international trade with some imported parts coming in but also exports, this program definitely facilitates exports.
For the EDB's Ben Stone, the key impact is that boosting sales, both exports and domestically, also increases employment opportunities close to home. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.